what's awesome is he has fruit for us that will remain. You know what makes him happy to see us happy? It makes him happy when he sees us happy. There's an abundance of fruit available for us. Abundance of kingdom fruit. But it comes through just abiding. Abiding in him, knowing that you belong to him. That he fought for you. He won. That you don't have to struggle on the vine. All you have to do is abide.
Amen. Come
on. Could you ever imagine a little grape comparing itself to another grape? And one grape looks a little bit bigger than the other. And, you know, and when people come to the vineyard, you know, they always look at these kind of grapes. Can you imagine a grape saying, I can't believe it. Here I am. Once again. No one ever takes the time to look at me. They just don't value me. And you look at the other grape. I just wish I was like that grape. That grape is so big and juicy. I bet that grape produces some amazing wine. But look at me. I'm all shriveled up, almost like a raisin. I could just be like this grape. You know what happens when we don't know who we are? We compare ourselves to each other. We get in jealous land. You ever been in jealous land? You've been jealous of someone before? Just two of you. Man. God's love strips away jealousy, competition. This week, we're going to see amazing things take place. We're going to see people learning, doing, and after you've been doing for a while, you're going to start to teach people too. And we're going to hear testimonies from people that when they've stepped out, God has moved through their life. It's important for every one of us to celebrate the testimony of Jesus Christ. Say, that is amazing. Praise God. There's a tendency, though, that some people are like, oh, I can't believe that's happening through their life. And you go to the jealous room. Or you go to the room of excuses. How many people has ever been to the room of excuses? And you just lock yourself in that room and you're like, I'm not going to come out. I don't know. I mean, I'm not even a son. And then you believe in all these lies. You make excuses after excuses. Why not to cross the chicken line?